From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. International Crisis Group's Michael Kovrig said North Korea doesn't trust anyone but China, and that Pyongyang feels it needs nuclear weapons to provide it a security guarantee. He said that needs to be taken into consideration when leader Kim Jong-un says he's willing to denuclearize.
We should see Kim Jong-un's statement here as a useful expression of long-term political intention, but how to get there would probably require satisfying a lot of conditions on the North Korean side that the United States in particular and its allies would not be willing to meet.
Kovrig says any solution will need to take into account the interests of China, Japan, South Korea, Russia, and other regional neighbors. Wednesday, Russia said it would respond in kind to the mass expulsions of Russian diplomats by the West over the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal in the English city of Salisbury. Jeff Custer has that story.
More countries took action against Russia Wednesday. Slovakia, Malta, and Luxembourg each recalled their ambassador in Moscow for consultations, while Montenegro said it would expel a Russian diplomat. Slovakia and Montenegro, while both members of the U.S.-led NATO alliance, are traditionally close to Russia. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An Afghan official says that at least two people, including a district police chief, were gunned down when militants opened fire on a crowd gathered at a funeral in eastern Nangarhar province. A spokesman said that four other civilians were wounded in the attack late Wednesday afternoon. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. But both Taliban insurgents and Islamic State group affiliates are active in the region. This is VOA News. At least three people were wounded on Wednesday after a bomb attached to their vehicle exploded near the office of the International Committee of the Red Cross in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. Police added that one victim is in critical condition, while the other two are lightly wounded. Switzerland announced a new series of sanctions against Venezuela Wednesday, joining other European communities in cracking down on the South American country over alleged human rights violations. Philip Alexio reports.
The Swiss government ordered asset freezes and travel bans for people, companies, and organizations, including seven Venezuelan ministers and high-ranking officials. Neutral Switzerland said it was seriously concerned by the repeated violations of individual freedoms in Venezuela, where the principle of separation of powers is severely undermined and the process, in the view of the forthcoming elections, suffers from a serious lack of legitimacy. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
President Emmanuel Macron led national tributes Wednesday to the police officer who switched places with a hostage during an attack on a supermarket in southern France last week and was killed by the Islamist militant gunman. Macron said that Lieutenant Colonel Beltram had shown through his exceptional career that greatness was flowing through his veins. Macron also said that Beltram made a decision that just wasn't of sacrifice, but of being loyal to himself. Tributes began with a minute's silence in the gendarmes' barracks across France before Beltram's tricolored draped coffin was driven through the streets of Paris. The search for bodies in Siberia has ended after the shopping mall fire that killed 64 people, but some locals refuse to believe that official figure for the death toll. Rosanna Philpott has more.
Grief is turning to anger over why the fire happened. With thousands demonstrating on Tuesday, President Vladimir Putin flew to Kemerovo to meet with those affected, vowing action and harsh punishment for those responsible. Investigators say fire exits had been blocked and fire alarms weren't working. They suspect a cover-up and that hundreds were killed in the blaze, something Putin has flatly denied. This sentiment reflected in the vigils, with one placard reading, "How many victims are there really?"
That's Rosanna Philpott. Turkey's National Security Council said Wednesday it will take action if militants do not withdraw immediately from Syria's Manbij region and areas in the country east of the Euphrates. The council said it would also expect Iraq's government to prevent the operations of the Kurdistan Workers' Party in Iraq. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.